Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And away we go.
Make sure it's working.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
I want to have it working. If we're going to be on the radio, we might as well be on the radio, right? All right, here we go. Oh, that sounds familiar to me. How about you, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Here we kick it.
It's 6 o'clock and the sun comes up and the zoo is on the air.
What?
So grab your clothes and blow your nose, put on clean underwear.
Please.
With Scott and Ross, Professor Bell, Claire and Coach, my dude.
Nope.
Gonna start your day the New York way on the Sea Morning Zoo. So get out of bed and move your butt and kick it in high gear. You're moving on, crank the volume up so everyone.
Gentlemen, from the greatest city in the world,
New York.
It's the Thank God It's Friday, Shannon in the Morning.
Yeah.
On CBS FM, New York.
And away we go.
Yes, sir.
And I remember this song. New York City, it's time to wake up.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
The Morning Zoo. Morning Zoo. Flashback.
Good morning, everybody. The Friday, April the 8th, Big Show. Shannon.
Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, sir.
I want to make sure all the microphones are working.
That's why you were going on mine earlier.
A little thump-thump in there. To my left, in the beautiful Hudson Square Theater, I have my old friend Ross Britton.
Hi there.
You might recognize his voice as a history of New York radio. Next to him, the lovely Claire Stevens.
Good morning.
Lots of applause. Come on.
Who went from being a school teacher to a morning show maven.
Yeah.
New York City.
I like being a maven.
And fashion industry. She's all over the place.
Yeah, try to find her history of rock and roll. I tell you what, that was a rocket ride, boy. He didn't know what hit her. One minute.
That's true.
Wait a minute, he's not even going to interview me? Now he says, you're okay, come on by.
That's what happened, you're right.
And, of course, the dean of New York radio, Professor Jonathan B. Bell.
Hey, Scott, so how you doing?
And they said it wouldn't last.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at you.
He's looking good, isn't he?
Bless your hair, but you made it up. You got it on your chin now.
Yeah, well, I moved it a little bit, Scott. It wasn't doing so well up there.
John was telling me the story that he was watching one of those new music talent shows, and Tom Jones is one of the judges. And he said, I watched 3 episodes before I figured out that was Tom Jones.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, a lot of work there.
And Ross looked at, you know what? People do look different as they get a little bit older.
Just a little.
There is that.
I had a friend of mine, a fellow from Canada, and took a look at the new movie we did about Z100 called From Worst to First, and his wife wrote me a note and says, I can't believe it. I couldn't figure out how you got that wife of yours, and then I saw those pictures of you, and you were handsome then.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
That was pretty cold.
I know.
I bet she didn't.
Hello, who is this?
It's Eric Lugo.
Eric Noogie?
Eric Noogie?
Eric Lugo.
Eric, what are you doing, man?
I'm just hanging out.
Well, how come you're not in school, Eric Noogie?
Because I have to go somewhere, and besides, I'm sick.
Oh. Have you ever thought about changing your name from Noogie?
No, it's not Eric Noogie. It's Eric Lugo.
Is that your kid back there crying?
No, she's not crying.
Is that your daughter?
My niece.
That's your niece?
Mm-hmm.
Are you married, Eric?
No, not yet.
How old are you, Mr. Noogie?
26.
You are 26 years old, huh? What kind of car do you drive, Mr. Noogie?
Mercury Lincoln.
Mercury Lincoln, huh?
That's gone.
Let me ask you a personal question. What year were you born in there, Mr. Noogie? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Mr. Noogie?
Yo,
Eric. Seem to have a bad connection.
Your time is up.
Hello.
You're number one in the whole Bronx area of Co-op City. You're number one.
Who are you?
I'm Ira from the Bronx.
Ira?
Yeah, and I always listen to you and Ross Britton every morning. That's right.
I'm not so sure whether I'm happy about that or not.
You should be happy. Yeah. Hey, Shannon, where do you tape your your TV show?
You're the last person I'd tell that to.
Want to hear a real cute joke? 3 little old ladies walking down the street, and they were approached by a flasher. The first little old lady had a stroke. The second little old lady had a stroke. And the third little old lady couldn't reach.
Man, that's
the Z-Morning Zoo.
I don't think she was trying to be mean. She's not a mean person. I went, yeah, once upon a time I looked like a human.
Scott, you're gorgeous. Stop it.
Yes, you are.
That was a big
stage.
That was a big mess. I went like this. Let me read that again. Maybe I misunderstood that.
Wow.
Big show forecast, partly sunny. Chance of a shower today, Ross. I don't think we need any more showers.
No. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy with a chance of afternoon showers and a high of 60. And then Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, the high around 53. Right now, 50 degrees.
Hear that? You see that what I mean, folks? Mm. We don't even miss a beat. We don't work together for a few years and we get back together. It's just the same.
Kaboom. A lot of years.
I did 5 years as a morning zoo.
Yes.
And then went to California for a little vacation, then came back here.
Yeah.
And then I did, 20 years with our friend Todd Pettengill over at PLJ. That worked out pretty fine. Now, Patty, I forgot about this, but one of the folks that works here, Chris is his name, he reminded me that this is our 8th anniversary together here.
Yeah.
Wow.
8
yeah.
years.
Wow.
If you asked me how long it's been, I'd say, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I just don't keep track. I don't
That's
keep
a
track.
Long time, 8 years in one, yeah. one place. Let alone you for at PLJ. What are you... It was really like 22.
Shut up, Patty. Enough out of you.
You were
Enough
four when you,
you
got there.
Enough out of you. Congratulations to the New York Mets. They won their opening day game in D.C. They look good, too. They were actually able to bring runners in off of, you know, in scoring position, which you don't see the other team doing that. They didn't do that last year. 5-1 final score. And that kid they had pitching, holy cow, he was fine. Everybody was worried. DeGrom was, you know, hurt. He was supposed to open. This kid did fine. Mets and Nats again tonight, 7:05 in D.C. And Yankees opening day is today at the stadium. It'll be packed, 1:05. Red Sox will be there. Tiger Woods back in the Masters after a long recovery. He played pretty well. Shot a 71, dropping an F-bomb. He had one F-bomb out there.
This is one under par.
Yep. It's his first competitive round in 508 days.
Wow.
Rangers beat the Penguins 3-0 last night at the Garden. Devils lost to the Canadians. That's their fifth straight loss. I don't believe they're going to be playing in the postseason, by the way.
Ooh.
That's the word. And Islanders and Hurricanes tonight. Yeah, they lost to the Canadians. 5 in a row they lost. All right, coming up today, we're going to go back and play some memories for you. Some things about Claire, John Bell, Ross, myself, Patty Steele will jump in there. It's going to be fun.
We have tickets, Scott.
Yep. What do we got tickets for?
Tickets to see Joe Coy's 2022 Funny is Funny World Tour at the UBS Arena at Belmont Park, Long Island. And we have tickets to see, this is a big one, Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour at MetLife Stadium.
It's all happening on the Zoo Reunion Show on CBS FM.
The Zoo in the Morning.
From New York City. This is the Morning Zoo Reunion Spectacular.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the big show and the Morning Zoo all wrapped up as one. I do a shout out to James Robert Johnson listening to us in West Valley City, Utah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got some people in Tampa, Florida checking in this morning. I guess the word got out that this is all happening. And I got Patty with me today.
Yeah,
Ross over here.
Yeah, and the warden's listening, too. I mean, my wife.
Oh, yeah, she's tuned in.
Yes.
And we're near Philadelphia.
Right.
That beautiful area you live in. And John Bell over here. And Claire Stevens right here. Spent many a morning with them and many a morning with Patty.
Yeah.
I think I work more with Patty than I have with any of these people.
I know. Well, we were at Z for a little while together. We were at PLJ for a long while.
And now here, 8 years together here at CBS FM. Now, when we first started the Morning Zoo, we didn't have the best lineup. Yeah, we didn't have
Wait a minute. This is the lineup.
No. I'm just saying when we first started, it was J.R. Nelson and me.
He was fabulous, though.
Unfortunately, he's not around anymore. We had to look out the window to see what the traffic was. We had a low to no budget operation. And we also found this young kid who was willing to work for just about, you know, pennies. And he just lost his job as a football player in the Meadowlands. He played for, anybody remember the New Jersey Generals?
Oh, the Generals.
Remember that team?
Yeah.
Well, he was on that team. His name is Kevin Smith, and we found him. We said, why don't you come up and work with us? What do you want me to do? You're going to be on the radio, Kevin. And now he's found a much more suitable career. He is a teacher. And he's checking in right now. Good morning, Kevin Smith.
Is this the daddy-o on the radio?
Don't start that stuff. Now you have a real job now, right?
I have about five of them. Yeah, 100%. I teach at the University of Pittsburgh and run a department, and then I also make movies out in Hollywood. So I have a lot of miles on me at this point.
Have
so
we,
yes, very.
Have we
much
seen
so
any of the movies that you made?
You may have. One of them was a movie, Pride, with Terrence Howard, Bernie Mac.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm not doing as well as you are making movies.
Yeah, okay.
Have you been able to make any money yet making your movies?
I think so.
A lot more than I made at Z100. I can say that.
Refresh our memories. How did you wind up on our radio show?
That's so funny you say that. First and foremost, you know, obviously you guys are my Zoo family, and I love you guys with all my heart. And Scott, I honest to gosh came up for an interview, and Scott was sitting in his office with his shorts on, and literally it was dark. And I go, hi, I'm Kevin. And he goes, yeah, that's good, man. That's cool. And I immediately was terrified. I thought I was going to get mugged by him, to be honest with you.
Yep.
And the next thing I know, he said, here's the deal. I'll let you be on air, but you got to prove yourself. You got to work in the mailroom. You get to cover sports. I made many a trip to Arista Records to pick things up, to come back and forth from Donnie Einer's office. And it was grueling. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was the greatest experience I can imagine.
I'm sorry I asked you. Oh, what a story. We had several nicknames for him, didn't we?
Oh, great. Yeah. Here we go.
Captain Kevin.
Captain Kevin.
The Panther of Love.
Captain Kevin.
What was that, Claire?
The Panther of Love.
The Panther of Love.
Yeah.
Well, at that time, he was a single man, and he was on the prowl. I would never have said this to him then, but he was a very handsome young man, and ladies did seem to be attracted to him.
He's the blind one, maybe.
It's funny because he was a very innocent fellow. I said, man, you got to get going. You got to take advantage of some of this stuff, man.
Yeah, I was like the Black Opie. For God's sake.
The Black Opie.
There is no Black Opie.
Wow. You're talking to him.
Yeah.
You're talking to him, right. Absolutely.
Captain Kevin, you're a happily married man now. You got a couple of great kids, right?
Yeah, I have actually one 18-year-old who just got a college scholarship to play baseball. And,
really?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, what do you actually teach at the university?
Okay, so I have the weirdest title of Director of Undergraduate Studies Broadcast, Senior Lecturer, teach screenwriting, and my class is literally, I have a class that starts at 6:30 this morning, and it's a one-hour live TV show that airs on the CBS station in town.
And you got to go, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. My students they're literally looking at me right now.
Captain Kevin, first of all, he's on the cover of one of our Zoo albums, and you can see what he looks like
if you
have one. But the thing about it is, if I had a look at your resume, would you have your time at Z100 on there?
Yeah, yes, it would. I would not have a career in film in teaching broadcasting if it was not for Z100. Yeah, you guys are, you know, the bottom line is, I'll be very honest with everybody, Scott is the one who launched my career. No, too bad. Happy anniversary, Tim.
We got to go to work. Get out of here.
Quit sucking up.
Captain Kevin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. I love you all so much.
Aww. What a nice guy.
Such a sweetheart.
Now, we had Joe Coy on the show yesterday.
From bed.
Remember? And we have a pair of tickets to see him in concert at the UBS Arena. If you are listening to us and you're not in the audience live here.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry. You'll find something. We'll get something for you. But be caller, let's see, be caller 10 right now. I got my number.
Oh.
800-367-1101. Just took a second. I got it.
Okay.
Caller 10 gets a ticket to see Joe Coy right now. 6:31. Captain Kevin's reporting for duty, and so are we on CBS FM.
You're on CBS FM with a Big Show Morning Zoo reunion.
Hi, I'm Scott Shell.
Scott Shell.
Now, more radio memories.
As we go back to the early 80s. What were you doing? Who were you hanging out with? You know, the memories from that early that decade. I mean, for us, it was kind of a flash because we were just, as I said earlier, on a rocket ride. But we had so many young people who came through our radio station. Some of them were, you know, awesome, worked out great, like Anita Bonita, who's here today. Others didn't work out so great.
You got to give us those names. Who didn't work?
No names. But there was one fellow who kind of stuck out from the rest.
Oh, you mean Captain not Captain Kevin. Mr. Leonard. He was the one. Although
that's Bell's fault. That was his guy.
Yeah, you hired him.
He didn't show up all the time. And when he did, he was running late. That was his thing.
What was he? Later than a dog.
Sicker than a dog.
Here's an example right now.
He probably went back to bed. He's still sleeping.
No, I don't think so.
Answer the phone, Mr. Leonard.
He's probably gone already, Scott.
Maybe he's on his way.
Yeah.
No, if he was gone, the answering machine would pick up.
He probably forgot to turn it on.
He's there. He'd forget his...
Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Leonard.
What is it? Huh?
Scott and Ross.
Scott, I told you, I'm on my way. I'm on my way right now.
What do you mean you're on your way?
Yeah, I'm on my way right now. What do you think I called you?
Wait a minute. You didn't call us. We called you, Mr. Leonard. We called you at your home.
Oh, well, that's... No, I'm not at my house. I told you I'm on my way.
Mr. Leonard, you couldn't be on your way.
We called you at home.
No.
You're lying to me, Mr. Leonard. You're not on the way. You're in your bed sleeping. You're lying.
No, I'm not lying, Scott.
We called you. Your home phone number.
No,
we...
Haven't you ever heard of call forwarding? Okay, yeah, look, I can't talk and drive at the same time.
Goodbye, Mr.
Leonard. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Goodbye.
Sicker than a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
Remember those words?
Totally.
Mr. Leonard, hopefully, I asked him to come in today. If not, could you please call?
Oh, yeah.
At least check in. Let us know what's going on. There's a gentleman who's with us today from Red Bank, New Jersey, and he was the official, unofficial, zoo historian.
Oh, boy.
He remembers everything. He recorded everything. Man, there's some shows I wish he'd have thrown away. His name is Charles Manu, and he's with us. Morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Scott.
Lean a little bit closer there.
All right.
So what got you into collecting zoo tapes?
Well, I've always been a radio geek. I've always had a love for radio. And as you know, back when the zoo came on, I was working full-time as an engineer in another radio station.
Right.
And, at first I heard the program driving into work. But then after the first...
You hated it, didn't you, first of all?
No, I really didn't have time to take that much notice.
No opinion.
That's a good way to listen to it, really.
Yeah.
But finally, it caught on. And being an engineer...
About 2 years in?
About 2 years in.
Yeah.
I had some recordings before that. But being an engineer, I was able to rig up a... what I'm going to call an analog automation system, where
right.
I could, where the tapes would automatically record. And years later, when I finally slowed my schedule down a bit, I was able to just take the time to start going through the tapes, digitizing them, isolating all these classic bits.
Charlie, thank you so much. Yeah. Without you, we wouldn't... there's a lot of things that we don't have, and I'd call Charlie and say, you got the day when Claire Stevens came up with those news briefs, underpants, that the men were clamoring for? I got that somewhere, Scott. I'll dig it up.
Well, don't worry. There's still a lot of good stuff to come.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here, my friend. 6:50 at CBS FM. It's the Morning Zoo reunion on The Big Show.
The ever-growing numbers over the Hudson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.